Right, if you have your Bible this morning, look with me in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 this morning. Everybody's found it, say hey, man.
Amen.
Anybody not found it, say, wait a minute, preacher. Found it, Mike. Say amen.
She found it, yep.
All right. Listen real carefully as we read this. And you read with me if you'd like. Paul was writing to the Second Thessalonian church, and he said, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand." How many believe that?
Yes, sir.
"Let no man," listen to this, "let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition," which is the Antichrist, "who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Verse 5. And I took a text out of this morning. "Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know that what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivabilities of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned or condemned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast or stand firm and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Our gracious Heavenly Father, this morning, I pray, Lord, this morning that this word, Lord, that cometh down from above, I pray, Lord, that it'll reach into the ears and even deeper than that into the heart this morning. I pray, God, that you will give us a spiritual awakening this morning, Lord. And I pray, Lord, as we go back and we remember the days past that how we worshiped and praised you, Lord. And God, and I pray that it will encourage us that this thing is not over yet, but we can stand and give you praise, glory, and honor this morning because we know that you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. We know this morning that you are the beginning. We know that you are the end. We know this morning, Lord, that through your word, Lord, and the studying of it and the anointing of the Holy Ghost this morning, I know, Lord, this morning that you have a message to send out not only in this building today, but across the world here this morning, Lord. Father, I pray this morning and whatever we may be doing this morning, wherever we may be going, God, that we will just pull over, open up our ears and listen, God, to what you're saying to our hearts this morning. Father, I pray this morning that you protect me, your servant this morning, Lord, as I stand, God, and try to be a messenger for you this morning. Try to do what you have called me to do and sent me to do this morning. Lord, I fear no man this morning, but God, I fear your wrath this morning if I'm not obedient to you. So, Father, I pray this morning, Heavenly Father, that you will touch every heart in this building and in the parking lot, and across this country here this morning, Lord. I pray, God, that you'll wake us all up this morning, that we may see and may know and may understand that you are the God of all gods this morning, and you're the above of all gods. And because you are, you said, because I live, you shall live also. You said that you once was dead, but now you're alive forevermore. So, God, we give you praise for that this morning. I know that there's life in you this morning. And God, I just pray, Lord, this morning that you will give us a wisdom this morning, Lord, wisdom from above this morning that we may see and understand this morning, God, what you're saying to us. Father, we thank you now for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that we feel in this place. We thank you, Lord, for those that's here this morning, Lord, and those that are watching on Facebook or be listening over the internet or radio, however it may be going out to them. I pray, God, that you will bless them right there, no matter where they may be this morning. And we ask these things all in the precious and holy and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen, and God's people said amen. As I was sitting there the other day and I began to think and I began to ask God, I said, we need help, God. How many believe we need help in America today? I said, God, we need help. And you know the Bible says that we have not because we ask not. And too many times we act amiss, consuming it upon our own lust. Too many times, and it's the way that the world is going out there today. If it feels good, then do it. You know, these people out here today, that is destroying everything else. They think that they're going to win. But let me tell you, my friend, the day when it's all said and done, I'm glad that I am on the winning side. I'm glad that I'm on the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. I told somebody this morning that the devil has got a weapon, and he's using that weapon. And anybody care if I preach for a little while this morning? And he's got a weapon this morning that he's trying to use on everybody. He's already using it on the world out there. And he's trying to use it on the church today. He's got a weapon today that will destroy us. Amen. If we let him destroy us. I feel like preaching in the house this morning. And you say, well, preacher, what is that weapon that he's using? I'm glad you asked, because I'm going to tell you. The Bible says he has a weapon, and that weapon is called a weapon of fear. Amen. And I'm telling you, he's using it. Let's praise the Lord. This morning, I said he's using it on church today. He's using it on anybody that he can use it on. If he can put fear in our hearts, and he's put it in a lot of people's hearts today. He's putting that fear in a lot of people's hearts today. He's destroying a lot of people today. He's destroying a lot of good people today. Let me tell you, the Bible said in John 10:10 that he is our enemy. And he said the enemy has come to kill and to steal and to destroy. I'm going to tell you, that enemy of fear this morning that Satan is using, that's why we hear so many people today that he's overdosing on drugs. We hear of so many homicides today. It's because Satan has put a fear in them and told them that they have no hope. Amen. Let me tell you today, friend, I don't know about you, but I believe that my God is still alive this morning. Amen. Who believes that your God is still alive this morning? Hallelujah. I know I've been talked about, and I know I've had things said about me, but I got news for you out there. Hey, don't bother me one bit what you're saying, because I'm not listening to you. I'm listening to the one that brought me out of sin, saved me, and gave me something that the world had to offer, and that is eternal life. We sang that song a lot of times. Well, I'm a winner either way. If I go or if I stay, well, praise God, I still feel that way. If we're going to sing about it, we need to believe it, and we need to live it this morning. I fear no man. The Bible said over there in Matthew 10:28, Jesus was talking, and he said, fear not him who can kill the body, but he cannot kill the soul. He said, but fear him who can kill body and soul, which is the Lord, and cast in to hell. That's who we better be fearing this morning, instead of the world out there, instead of Satan. Hallelujah. I'll maybe be getting some comeback on there. But that's all right. Tell it to somebody else. Don't tell it to me. You're not God's messenger. I'm God's messenger this morning. God chose me, called me, sanctified, justified me, filled me with the Holy Ghost. And he said, now you take my word, and you go out there, and you preach it, and that's what I'm going to do. And if nobody don't like it, they don't have to listen to it. If you're listening on the radio, and you say, preacher, I don't like what you're preaching, then shut it off. It won't bother me one bit, but it ain't going to stop me from preaching to the one that wants to hear the truth. Amen. Well, I'm going to preach it. I'm going to preach it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul said, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken. Let me tell you, the devil is shaking the world up today. Amen. But let me tell you, let's not give the devil all the credit here. I believe God's got a hand in it. I believe God said, enough is enough, America. I love you. I've chosen you as a godly nation. And you've turned your back on me. You've let me down. You've been ashamed to stand up and raise your hand that I told you to raise up your hand, that feeble hand that hangs down. Raise him up there and give him praise this morning. I'm telling you, I can't blame God for chastising his people today. I hope and I pray that this chastising that we're going through is going to wake the church up. I know, church, I know that God is going to get the best out of the end of this. Woo! Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'm ashamed of you.
That's right, brother.
He said, if you're ashamed of me before people, he said, when you stand before me, I want to be ashamed of you. And I want to say, sorry, I don't know you. Oh, you're going to say, you're going to, Janet, them sang that song, please search the book again. Oh, there's going to be a lot of people that see us as saying, oh, I thought my name was there. Search the book again. I went to church at one time. I joined the church at one time. I paid my tithe and offered. All these things are good. But I'm going to tell you something. That ain't going to get you to heaven. You can be baptized 1,000 times, but if you ain't had the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your heart, I'm going to tell you, you'll go down a sinner, that's what I'm a sinner, and you'll come up a wet sinner. You've got to have the blood applied, and if you've got it applied, you're not going to be ashamed of your Lord and Savior this morning. You're going to lift up your hands and you're going to give Him praise this morning. Satan has put a fear in people today. Put a fear in people. I'm going to tell you, if I have to stay locked up in a cave somewhere, I just soon Jesus come and take me on home. Well, I'll have freedom now. Amen. There, that's said and done. He said that you be not soon shaken in mind. Right here is where the enemy starts on you at, is in your mind.
Amen.
In your mind. And if we start listening to Him, it's going to get down in your heart of unbelief. Now let me go on here. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. How many believe that we're being deceived today? We're being deceived. I've preached these messages now for a month. I've preached, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Too many people has took part of the armor off from. And Satan has put fear in their heart.
Amen.
Put fear in their heart. If I could find it over here. Hold on just a minute. I'll preach this, but I don't think there's anybody heard it here, does it? It said in 1 Timothy here, 1 Timothy chapter 1, it said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God, listen to this, for God hath not given us, that's you and I in the world, He hath not given us a spirit of fear, but He's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Did anybody hear that?
Yeah, brother. Come on.
God did not give us a spirit of fear.
No.
He gave us a spirit of, just what He said here, of power. We have the power.
Oh, yeah.
We sang that song. Somebody does sometimes, sure, I believe. That's all. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We'll sing that song. We'll say, hey, man. And then a little battle comes, and we run and hide from it. I say it's time the church takes a stand and stand up and start praising God. Amen. That's what He desires of His people today. His praise and glory and honor. I'm going to go on here just a little longer. Go on down there in verse 5. It said, when I called to remembrance, no, let me get back over here where I was at. It said, for the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. The mystery of iniquity, you know what that is. That's sin. Paul said it already works. Only he who now letteth will let. Did you know what that's saying? That's saying only he that will allow sin to enter into him will let. But see, we don't have that kind of a spirit this morning. God didn't give us that spirit. God gave us a choice. He didn't give the devil a choice over you and me. He gave you and me a choice on who we're going to serve this morning. So that's your choice this morning. If your choice is to let fear come in and to control your life, I'll feel sorry for you. I said, I'll feel sorry for you. But if you take a stand and you rebel, you reject this spirit of the devil, then God is going to bless you and God's going to bring you through these storms. Amen. That's why people are dying with anxiety. You know, fear is a weapon. Fear will put anxiety in you. How many of you believe that? Fear will put anxiety in you. Fear will drive you crazy. Fear will want to make you get out of all these troubles that we're in. And fear will, Satan, if you listen to Satan, he will have you to commit suicide. It's happening all over the world. It's happening right now as we speak. And the reason it's happening is because they have allowed Satan to put this fear in them. And they have no hope. And they're looking for an escape. And the devil is telling them the only escape they have is to just take and blow your brains out. And then it's all going to be over. I got news for you. It ain't going to be over. It's just going to be the beginning for you people that let Satan do that to you. Amen.
Preach it, brother.
Amen, brother. I said a long time ago, we're going to pay for what the way we've been treating God.
Oh, yeah.
And we're paying for it right now.
Amen, brother.
Some people are set back with a heart full of pride, say, well, I'm going to go to church, but I ain't going to listen to what that preacher says. Well, you better not listen to what the preacher says unless he's a called preacher of God. And when he gets up and he tells you you're just only a God's messenger this morning, and you've been called and you've been sent to do it, and that's not my word that I'm preaching. It's not my message I'm giving you. It's God's message that He's giving you through me. Amen, this morning. And so if you want to listen, listen. If you don't want to listen, then don't listen. But that's not going to stop me from preaching it. Amen, Brandon. It's not going to stop me from preaching it.
Amen, brother.
You say, well, I don't like you. I don't care whether you like me or not. I'll just make it plain with you. I don't care. Say, well, I'll fire you. Well, fire me. I'll just preach somewhere else. Amen. Matter of fact, I got a call yesterday from people, and they said, our pastor needs help. So could you just take off down there and leave it to somebody else, some of your preachers down there to take care of your church for a while and come up here to help me out? I said, no, I'd like to, but I can't do that because God hasn't told me,
amen,
to do it. Don't you never doubt that this is the only place I've got to preach the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to preach the gospel if I have to preach it to my wife. Amen.
Come on, brother.
I may go down to my neighbor's slick and I may have to call him on the outside, but I'll make sure I'll stay a social distance apart, slick. You won't have no trouble hearing me, though. I'll tell you that. So he said, for the mystery of iniquity doeth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Talking about Satan. And then shall that wicked be revealed. Now he's talking about the last day. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him, listen to this, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all, he's going to come with all power and signs and lying wonders. And the devil said Jesus said he's coming with all deceivability of unrighteousness in them that perish because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. The only way, friend, that the devil can deceive you, the only way is if you allow him to come in and you listen to him. How many believe it's already here today? God.com until there comes a falling away first.
Yeah.
I'm going to slow down a second.
Come on, brother.
Look around you. Look around you out here.
Oh, yeah, man.
Listen to the talk out here. People today that call themselves Christians, and because they have to maybe sacrifice a little bit, like putting a mask on and walking in that door back there to protect not only you but others. Get your temperature tough. And I've heard some say, well, if I've got to wear a mask, I'll just stay at home. I'm going to tell you, my friend, if you're listening, I pray God that you are listening, you're falling right into the hand of the devil. Amen. You're falling right into the hand. You are being deceived. You say, preacher, I'm not. Yes, you're being deceived if you're that away. I'm going to tell you, if I have to crawl through them doors in here, I'll do it in order to give God praise and glory this morning. Amen. That's what's going to happen to our churches today. We want to do what we want to do. We want to do, and the devil wants you to do what you want to do. Because if you do what you want to do, then you're being deceived by the devil and you're let the devil taking your life over.
God damn. That's right, brother.
I've had a busy, busy, busy week. But I'm going to tell you something. I've sat with some people, prayed with people this week. That's what I do. That's what God called me to do. Not afraid to walk into somebody that's lying on their deathbed. Amen. And they say, will you pray for my mama? Will you pray for my daddy? Will you pray for my son and daughter? I'm going to tell you something. I choose to do what God says. And not what everybody else says I can do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
And I'll abide by their rules as long as they don't interfere with my God.
Amen, brother.
And when they start interfering with my God, then I'm not going to listen to them.
Amen, brother.
That's plain. That's well spoken. Anybody have any problem understanding that?
Uh-huh, brother.
You can sit back in your house. You can lock the door. You can be afraid to stick your head out if you want to. But my Bible tells me who the Son has set free, He's free indeed. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't save me not to open my mouth. He saved me and called me to preach the gospel, and that's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
And anybody's welcome. Somebody says, well, I don't know if you'd have room down there or not. I got news for you. There's a guy right upstairs who's recording this message. Your bill going out. He's putting it out there at 97.7. If you're sitting in the car this morning, truck, whatever out there, I hope you're listening, and I know you're listening, and I want you to know we got room for you. And let me say this right now, and I hope everybody's listening. If it gets full down here, we can't go by the guidelines down here. We've got a church right upstairs. We'll send you upstairs, and there'll be enough room to scatter out there. And if that ain't big enough, if it gets that full, and it ain't big enough, we've got a building church right across the road. We'll send you over there. Amen. And I'll go wherever God sends. It don't matter to me, church. It don't matter to me. I'll preach you the gospel anywhere that He called me to preach it at. All right. He said, Now the Lord of peace Himself, the Lord, listen to this. Even Him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, for this reason, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Mm-hmm.
See, God will allow you to believe a lie if you deny Him. He will allow you to believe a lie that they all might be damned. That means be found guilty. Who believe not the truth. Who believe not the truth. But had pleasure in unrighteousness. But Paul said, and I want to say this to you this morning. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you. I'm bound to give God thanks always, Brother Larry.
Amen.
For this church.
Oh, yeah.
And for this people this morning. Brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification, that means setting apart from the world of sin, of the Spirit, and believe
of the truth. I believe you people believe the truth. Anybody in here believe the truth? Believe God's word. Boy, we're on the right track. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast or firm. Stand firm, church, and hold to the traditions which ye have been taught. Do you believe you've been taught the right things in this church?
Oh, yeah.
Amen, brother.
Whether by word or epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us. Anybody know God loves us?
Yes, sir.
And hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. Thank God I have good hope this morning.
Yeah.
Anybody have good hope this morning?
Amen, brother.
Let's not let the devil get us down. Sure, we're going to go through some things. He didn't promise us a cotton field to walk through, tiptoe through, did he? He didn't promise us we didn't get sick. He didn't even promise us we wouldn't die this physical death. But he promised us there is another life after this. These old bodies is wasting away every day. Amen. Every day we get up, these bodies is wasting away more than they was yesterday.
Dying,
we're all going to die. But thank God. Thank God. That through Him, through His hope this morning, through His death and through His resurrection, He said, because I've done it. And He said, because I've done it, I know how it's done. And He said, because I live, He said, you're going to live also. We ought to give God a hand of praise for that promise that He's given us today. And if we believe that, then we can sing that song. I'm a winner either way. If I go or if I stay, I know if I leave here today. I know, Brother Mark, if something happened to me, if the virus takes me out, a car wreck, heart attack, I know whatever takes me out of here, I'm just going to move on up to higher ground. Glory be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him this morning.
Amen.
We've got a right to praise Him. Why? Who believes? I can tell you why I can live. I can tell you why I can enjoy my salvation. I can tell you why I'm not as scared of the devil. Because I know that my Redeemer liveth today. How many believe that our Redeemer liveth? If you believe that, let's stand up and give Him praise. Just because your Redeemer and my Redeemer living. Our Redeemer, Brenda. Amen. The devil didn't save me. The devil didn't promise me eternal life. But my Redeemer did.
Jesus Christ.
You say, what is your Redeemer? The Redeemer, my Redeemer is Jesus Christ. The one who paid the price on the cross.
Amen, brother.
For my sin and for your sins.
Yeah.
That's my Redeemer.
Oh, yeah.
And because I was sitting there yesterday with Brother Billy after we got back home, I got to reading and studying, hearing this message. His Holy Ghost began to stir me inside. And I began to think about things. Ronnie Dial can tell you who I am. Louis said he told him one time, Brother Louis, so I was talking to your brother Ronnie down there. And said, Brother Ronnie told me, he said, my preacher said he's a thinker.
Oh, yeah.
Said he's all time thinking. Said you can't outthink him. And I'll tell you what. I began to think about it yesterday. And I began to realize the reason that I can go through this whole world. That I'm not going to allow. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to allow the church. I'm not going to allow the devil. I'm not going to allow the world. I'm not going to allow my president. I'm not going to allow the government. I'm not going to allow them to take my joy away from me.
Amen.
I'm not going to allow them to take my peace away from me. I'm not going to allow them to put a fear in my heart. Because I know. I know my Redeemer slick liveth. I know He liveth. Let's give God a good hand to pray for this morning. Your Redeemer liveth. Just tell the world. I can rejoice in the goodness of God. Why? Because I know
I know that my Redeemer liveth, not just today, but He liveth for now and forevermore. As you're so already standing this morning, bow your head with me. Let the Holy Spirit just come now and talk to you. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, if you're here this morning and you don't have this peace of God, I'm going to ask you if you'll come up here and not be ashamed. If you're ashamed of God, I'm going to ask you to come up here and just stand, and we'll stay social distance. We'll all stay that far apart. I'll talk to you if you've got a question. I'll read you the Word of God, and I'll pray with you. You say, "Preacher, I don't know how to be saved." No, but Jesus knows how to do the job. He knows how to save. All you've got to do is take that first step on your own. And by taking that first step on your own up here this morning, that is saying to Jesus, "I need to be saved this morning, Lord." So just come on out with all heads bowed. Just keep your head bowed. If anybody in here need to be saved this morning, come right up here and I'll pray with you. I can't save you, but I'll pray with you. Anybody. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be.
I believe when they wrote that song, they had me on their mind because it just fits me to the T.
I thought I could be on this far-sinking
train. Oh, but you can't.
But I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
If you want to raise your hand and praise the Lord this morning, just raise it and give Him praise before we leave here today. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
That's where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Come on, brother.
I thought I had come.
That was awesome. That was me and you.
I thought I
could
make it
all alone. You can't do it.
And a mighty man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thank God and you.
Listen to this. Would you like to make Him your all in all this morning?
I'm in trouble. On His name I will call. For I know.
Come on, brother.
I can trust.
Yes. You can trust Jesus. You can't trust the devil, though. You can trust Jesus.
I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. You see, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Ron. Thank you, guitar players, piano players. We appreciate you so much this morning. We love you, and God loves you. Thank you, church, for coming out. And pretty good crowd here this morning. This is a great big hole in the ground. And I believe we got more here today than we had last Sunday. And you know God is going to bring us back together.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Going to bring us back together.
Yes.
And just keep holding on. Keep on praying. Keep on listening. Give me a call if you need me. Let me know. And please pray for your pastor and his wife. And if I don't meet you back at the door, you're supposed to shake hand. I want you to know that I love you today. And because I don't shake your hand, don't mean I don't love you. I'm not thinking because I do love you. I'm going to sit down up here and I'm going to cool off. I'm wringing wet right now. But we love you. Come back tonight at 6 o'clock and let's just praise the Lord. Let's just come with a heart of praise tonight. And I don't know what God will do, but I know He's going to do something because He said He'd be in the midst of us. How many believe that this morning?
Oh, yeah.
How many still love the preacher this morning?
Oh, yes. Amen, brother.
If you love Him, you're going to pray for Him. All right. We love you. We want to say to the visitor this morning, we love you and we want to have you. Don't just let this be a one-time thing every now and then. Let it be every service, every opportunity you get. Come, because I love you. I love you. And my desire is, if you're not saved, to help you find your way to the Lord.
Amen.
And when you do, you'll thank me for it. Amen. Because there's no other life, no other life that is peaceful and is joyful.
Amen, brother.
In times like this, is Jesus Christ. The world don't have the peace to offer you.
Amen.
Don't try to find peace in the world.
Amen.
Don't try to find it in Jack Daniel bottle. Don't try to find it in shooting up the drug. Don't try to find that. And don't try to find peace listening to a lot of these political leaders, because you ain't going to have no peace, because they don't want peace and they don't want you to have peace. Well, let's put our hope and let's put our trust and let's look to Jesus Christ for our lives, okay?
Amen,
and just remember, if you're saved, you're a winner either way today.
Amen.
We love you and God bless you this morning.
Amen, brother.